Now it's time for Dr. Joe's Conspiracy Countdown of the Week.
Okay, and we're back, and it's Easter weekend is over. And, of course, Kevin's with me, and let's see. We've got Joe on the line here. He's just ready to give us our after Easter countdown. How you doing, Joe?
Very good. Happy Easter to everyone. He is risen.
He is. Well, okay. Good. So what happened during the rising?
Well, it was a quiet weekend for me, but apparently Easter was very busy in the conspiracy world, so I should have said the conspiracy theorists have risen.
Don't we always? Can't keep a good man down.
So I have a very interesting top three for the week, and I'll get right into it. So number three is actually true, but then the conspiracy theorists have taken it a little bit further. A NASA-backed study says that acid clouds on Venus, which are at 500 degrees Celsius, so very hot, may contain actual life forms. And what NASA was referring to was potential microbes living in these acid clouds. What conspiracy theorists say is that NASA is hiding the true life forms, which are alien civilizations living in these acid clouds.
So there are, okay, let me make sure I got this straight. There are actual beings, physical beings living in acid.
Well, it sounds like 1968, right? But it's
yes.
Not. This is a different planet. This is the planet Venus. And they're saying microbes. So it's very small life forms could be there. That's what NASA says. But the conspiracy theorists say, no, NASA's trying to hide the alien civilization in the acid cloud.
The domed cities.
Well, it reminds me of a Star Trek episode where they have the city in the cloud up above the, you know, they have the people working in the mines. If you remember that episode.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so that's number three for the week. That just gets us started. Number two, a little more interesting, and it's a riff off of Pizzagate that seems to still be ruminating out there, and it was sparked by Roseanne. As you know, Roseanne had a very popular TV show that just got brought back, and I think she had something like 20 or 30 million viewers for the
episode.
Wow. So Roseanne tweeted out support for Donald Trump, and she seems to believe that Donald Trump has been breaking up sex rings or pedophilia rings out there. So she thinks that Trump has been giving a bad rap, and she says that Trump has been breaking up these sex rings and provided some links as evidence of this. And the conspiracy theory is called The Storm, which refers back to a Donald Trump speech that he gave a month back where he said this is just the beginning of the storm, and people hypothesized that he was referring to breaking up the Democratic pedophile rings.
Well, he had some help from a storm, per se.
I don't know. Maybe I lost it. Maybe I'm not thinking here. So why would Roseanne bring that up? Like, what's the tie here?
That's what has everybody questioning, and I'm sure on our top three list next week we'll have some reasons why that might be. But for now, her character on the show seems to be a Trump supporter. But also Roseanne herself, she has tweets out that seem to be favorable towards Donald Trump, which don't make a lot of sense if you consider that she is an avowed socialist. But I think what's going on here is that Roseanne isn't so much about socialism, it's just she has an outsider view of politics, and I think that has sort of bent her in Donald Trump's direction. So she seems to be a lot more favorable of him than other more mainstream Hollywood types.
Well, how about this, Joe? This is just a thought, since we're all just sitting here talking, that maybe it's because she is a Hollywood insider and she's sick of the garbage that's going on that, you know, we talk about and we make fun of and, you know, we make into conspiracies, but maybe she's just sick of it and has thrown her support in a different direction.
Well, that could be true. It's just the one part where that goes off the rails is that the evidence she has that Trump is breaking up these child sex rings is they aren't really child sex rings. They're doing a lot of stings with prostitution. And the vast majority of people that they bust are prostitutes and johns and pimps, but not the child trafficking or the pedophilia rings that are hypothesized about, you know, on the Reddit forums.
Yeah, that's just strange. I don't see her jumping on a bandwagon for him or for the opposition for any reason. Because, you know, in these climates, you can ruin your you know, who's going to watch your show.
I will. Well, and I don't even like Roseanne.
You see, but that's just what I'm saying. It's so, you know.
Well, the question is, would she be voicing support for Donald Trump if she wasn't playing a pro-Trump character on TV and if the show wasn't already doing well? I mean, those are sort of interesting questions.
Is she a method actor?
I think that's the right question to ask.
Well, there we go. I feel better.
Number one.
And number one goes back to the girther conspiracy theory. This week...
I like good girth.
Yeah, yeah. I'm taking this personal.
This past week, Jim Messina, who is a former official in the Obama administration, has cited with a new form of the girther conspiracy theory. And if you remember, the girther conspiracy theory was that the doctor of President Trump lied about his weight and height and health condition in order to make the president look more healthy and fit than he actually was. Well, the new part of that conspiracy theory is that that doctor, Dr. Ronnie Johnson, has been nominated to run the VA. And people are saying that the doctor must have lied about Trump's health in exchange for a position running the VA. So that's our conspiracy, number one conspiracy theory this week.
Wow.
I can't even say that I opposed that theory.
Sounds very real, right?
Hey, I hope that doctor is still in charge for my last year, you know, with the National Guard so that I can make my retirement.
Yeah, you'll be in great
shape. If he's willing to lie about my weight, heck yeah, I'm like 6'2 and a healthy 175.
Healthiest man alive.
Yes, until I reach retirement.
Well, you can be whatever height and weight you want as long as you do your show on the radio.
Exactly. You know?
True. And get Roseanne to back us. We're good.
Yeah.
This goes back to the idea that somehow we expect politicians to be appointed to positions based on their virtues and not based on some sort of inside horse trading. Mm. You know, and why would we be shocked that Trump or any president would appoint somebody who did them a favor, if indeed that was the case?
And why is that so unusual?
It's not. It's just with today's media that I will say is incredibly anti-Trump, that he can't do anything without it being part of some conspiracy. So,
yeah, but it keeps us in business, right?
It keeps the checks rolling in.
Now, speaking of conspiracy, ask Al. I have been waiting a couple, 3 weeks to ask you about this, Joe. I happened upon a conspiracy. It's not a new one, but it's one that I really think deserves a second look, and it is this: that each one of us with a social security number has an account that exists within the Federal Reserve.
Uh-huh.
And that if we have knowledge of said account, we can actually access that account to use to, you know, because we as a citizen with this number, we have a monetary value. Have you heard of this one before?
Yeah, so this is fairly popular, and so there's a couple different strands of this, and some of it goes back to when we went off the gold standard. And some people say that you have an account with money in it. Some people say you have an account with gold in it.
Oh, boy.
Some people say that Nixon leveraged our lives when we came off the gold standard. Other people think that we have that we're somehow separate from the government and not subject to any laws, as long as we know about this secret thing that you're talking about. So I've been actually contacted by prosecutors and by defense lawyers to have me come in and testify on cases about this, where people either have not paid their taxes or they've gotten arrested for something and they're going to claim that they're a part of this redemption movement or something like this.
Oh, like sovereign citizenry.
Yeah, sovereign citizens. So a lot of this is very similar. But anyway, the people always go to jail, and they never get money, so. It could be true. Well, it's just that it doesn't seem to work out in court in anyone's favor.
Well, let me cross that off my list, and damn. No, but I'd really like to explore this a little bit further with you in our next conspiracy roundup.
Well, I'd be happy to talk about that. I do want to get this in before we go, though. I received a phone call on the drive-in, and unfortunately I had to hang up on the poor woman. But this is not an invitation for her to call me back. But she said that her ex-husband had joined the Illuminati and was out to get her. And normally I tell people to either call the police or to get some other form of help. And I would have told her that, but I was driving through heavy traffic. But emails are going to be better for me to deal with this sort of stuff than the phone calls.
Well, Al, isn't she scheduled for an interview here in a couple days?
Actually, yeah, she comes on at noon today. That's Alex Jones' ex-wife is on the show.
Oh.
So she may have been...
Well, if you thought divorce was costly, just imagine if you got divorced and then that person became an Illuminati overlord.
Oh, my.
I mean, just have that hanging over your head.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is where you need a good agent. That agent would have told her. When she phoned you and said to her husband, you'd say, well, speak to my agent.
Easy. Easy done.
Well, Joe, thanks again. Awesome.
Thank you. I'll see you guys next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys. Sorry I was running.